you all here for the launch of the Gourmet Nomad, sharing in to a passion for food and champagne, which we're all indulging in very well this evening. So we're very excited to have a restaurant guide for Melbourne and Sydney that can share and promote our restaurants on a global scale and continue a current campaign of inviting the world to the best dining destination that is Australia. So we have the best produce, backdrop and talent, and now we have an internationally recognised restaurant guide to properly portray all this. So Gourmet first started from a simple idea to share what two men found on their weekend walks, and now it is a measure of success for chefs and restaurateurs. My father, Jacques Raymond, not only knows the brand and the influence of Gourmet, but was fortunate to cook for the two founders, Henri Gourc and Christian Mio, and I will let him complete the story. Papa. Maybe. I'm here. So when he's ready, he'll tell you the story.
Good evening, it's a surprise to me, but well, let me tell you briefly about Gourmet. I saw them started the guide, that was 40 years ago, and I can tell you it was an absolute revolution in France, because no one would ever dare touch the guide Michelin. So who were these two guys trying to make a competition? Nobody believed in them. They came with a great idea, they were very innovative, they were promoting the chefs themselves with photos, with name of the dishes, with descriptions, and it was really, really contemporary and exciting. So it took off very quickly, and in fact, it became an extremely serious competitor to the guide Michelin, and it is still today, after 40 years. I can tell you I'm really happy that, you know, we have this Gourmet guide coming to Australia now, especially from Melbourne. Yay! You know what's the name? But I wish them all the best. Thank you, Mark, for your great effort. That's wonderful. I think it will be very beneficial for the country and for especially all the restaurants and the chefs to be very united into one book, one guide. So we have to encourage them, we have to give them all the support we can and believe in their success, which I'm sure they will achieve. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, sorry, Fritz. And thank you all for coming tonight.
Bravo!
Thank you, everybody. We just have a short video, so if you'd like to watch the screens behind and in front of you. From Con, who is the president of Gourmet.
My dear friends, French gastronomy say hello to Australian gastronomy. I am sincerely proud of Australian chefs' achievement, dynamism, and creativity you show us every day. Gourmet and Mio show respect and admiration to the chefs. I am so pleased to see the work done by Gourmet Mio in Australia. I warmly thank Mark and Fritz for the fantastic job they have done since 1 year. We do a humble and fair critic. Our objective is to let Australian people discover the great skills of your chefs and to share emotion and indeed the best addresses. I wish you a bon appétit.
Merci bien, Tom. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Fritz Kummer, and on behalf of Gourmet Australia, it's a great pleasure to welcome you to our launch of the 2015 Gourmet Restaurant Guide. It is a complicated world out there. A world with plenty of challenges. And tonight we could talk about the federal budget, we could talk about the Middle East crisis, the Russian crisis, or the threat of the Ebola epidemic. But let's escape to the beautiful world of food, glorious food. Tonight we celebrate with champagne and good food. We will undoubtedly discuss the flavors and textures and talk about produce. For instance, our fresh clean oysters, the marbling of our beef. You may also have an opinion on swimming or discuss the new Nordic cuisine. Or, even more importantly, you might tonight catch up with your friends and have a glass of wine. Cheers and welcome.
Thank you.
We intend to add some colors to the Australian restaurant reviews, mainly the yellow color. After all, it's the color of which we are known in the rest of the world. We Scorpio often referred as the yellow guy. But we also will bring some provocative new colors to the judging process, with new different opinions, new judging criteria, high degrees of independent and truly anonymous visits. Often, new trends have a lifespan, reaching a peak before the pendulum swings back. Finding a much more balanced, I wonder if the trend towards public review systems is heading to its extreme level, and how long will it be before the systems return to being reasonable, fair, and a manageable tool. Not only do we have the international disanalysis, such as TripAdvisor, Yelp, and Saga, we also have plenty of local opinions, restaurant booking systems, and celebrity reviewers. Wikipedia and WikiNowHow can, in a few short minutes, teach you how to become a food critic. All of this makes me wonder if the restaurant industry is overburdened and indeed overrun with opinions and critiques. Cooking is an art, an expression of emotion, engaging all five natural senses, and it deserves the same respect as other art forms, like movies, operas, visual arts, music, and wines are judged, recommended, and awarded by qualified experts. Even Dancing with the Stars has seasoned performance, raising their lollipop numbers. In my humble and biased opinion, our chefs and restaurateurs truly deserve the same respect. They truly deserve the Gold Neon Restaurant Guide. Now, I would like to introduce you to Mark Durrell, who is the chief judge here in Australia. Mark?
Thank you, Fitz. Welcome, everybody. We are very proud to stand before you this evening and bring Melbourne into the Gourmio family. You'll soon be receiving a guide. There's a delivery on its way any moment now. And there'll be a Sydney or Melbourne guide. And I'm very proud of the fact that we have so many passionate reviewers that we've recruited to go through the international standards of judging restaurants within Gourmio. This is, as Fritz said, not the back of a coaster qualification. This is a series of masterclasses, taste tests. There's a lot of dairy involved, and also testing before any review can be done. So we take it very, very seriously. That's our role. It's not about me. It's not about Fritz. It's about giving restaurateurs a fair and opinionated review that is on an international standard. So just to tell you a little bit about that, when we review restaurants, and our reviewers have been into your restaurants in the last few months, reviewing multiple times. You don't know who they are, you don't know when they come. We can tell you, though, that we do a very, very thorough analysis. We keep all the receipts, we know. We can tell you what we ate, we can tell you what we did when we ate at your restaurant. We have all those details. This is not a quick online review. It's a very serious matter for us. When we review restaurants, we do it on an international and independent basis. Our standards are overseen by, as you saw, Com in France, and the Chief Judge, Mark Esquire. Our international charter is to promote restaurants. We're not here to critique and pull you down. We know how hard it is. We know what you have to go through. Gourmio globally is about promoting restaurants, but we stick by our scores, and that's our review format. This year, we purchased more than 2,800 plates of food, and we went through a thorough analysis of over 800 restaurants. Restaurants to be published in the guide must score above 10 points out of 20, and congratulations to all you here tonight, because you've all scored above 10. Now, that might sound, some people might think they want a bit more than that, and you'll soon see what your score is. However, you are only 10% of the total restaurants in Sydney and Melbourne. So you're in the top 10% anyway, and that's been judged. So there's 638 restaurants in the guide, and we'll be getting them to you shortly. But on a final note, I just want to congratulate our reviewers for the superb job they've done, and all the restaurateurs and chefs that work so tirelessly to bring consumers and our subscribers such fantastic food and beverage. It is very humbling for us that companies like American Express, Tfal, Nespresso, KitchenAid come on board with us to be able to speak to our subscribers. And our subscribers are your customers. So we want to work with you in promoting restaurants and the industry. So, as part of our process, we'd like to award a restaurant not for being the number one in the guide, not for being the top scoring restaurant, not for being the best of any different criteria. We will announce the Yellow Rose Award on an annual basis. And we have one restaurant in Sydney and one restaurant in Melbourne that we've analysed that we found have been outstanding, not only in the longevity, but in the tenacity that they've shown and the way they manage their business. They are true industry professionals and passionate hospitality restaurants. They take it very seriously. And I'd firstly like to announce the winner for our Sydney Yellow Rose Award. I, 21 years ago, used to waltz in there flogging wine to these people, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome to the stage Michael and Judy McMahon from Catalina.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Thanks to Gourmio, not only do they choose the great champagne, but they chose us. And we came with, but that's my favourite champagne. I walked in here and thought, well, this is a quality setup. Judy and I have been married for 34 years. We've worked together for 36 years in the restaurant industry. We have one restaurant at the moment called Catalina in Rose Bay, and we love it. Our family work in it, and we both work in it now, and it's just the best thing that's ever happened to us. I hope you all can aspire to something as great as Catalina is.
Yeah.
Whether it be chosen as the best restaurant or not, in my opinion, it is. And as long as our customers keep coming in and spending money, then it certainly is. And that's really a lot to do with it. People coming back and back and back, and we have a lot of friends, and we've known people that started coming to us when they were in their 20s, and now their children are coming, getting married there, and they're bringing their, having their christenings there, and it's a pretty amazing place. That's great fun. Judy, you want to say something? No, she can't. But I tell you what, there is no way in the world that we would have had the success out of Catalina over the last 20-odd years if it hadn't been a partnership. Without her, I'd be completely buggered, and I can't. But she is my strength. She's the strength of the restaurant. She's our marketing guru. She's also the first woman that ever worked as a waitress at Morau Waters Inn when we both first started in the restaurant industry. I ran Morau Waters Inn, and Gay and Tony were there in those days when it was the greatest restaurant in Australia. And Gay, being Gay, would never have women working there, and we were short one weekend, and I said, get Jude up, she knows how to do it. So she came in and never ever went back. So thank you very much.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you'd never guess who the ambassador for Champagne Pommery is, would you? So we live in a world in restaurants that are very, very tough on a daily basis, and I think most of you in this room would agree with me that the winner of the Melbourne Yellow Rose Award is well deserved. I'd like to congratulate the Stoke House and welcome Anthony to the stage. We're going to go into the ground and re-establish yourself to service levels within 6 weeks. It's just amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm not going to be able to top Michael's words, but I'd like to accept this award on behalf of Frank and Sharon Van Handler and all the Stokey team. It's quite ironic receiving an award for longevity when you've got a restaurant that's no longer there. Anyway, we're still going. I'm just going to read a few words from Frank and Sharon. Thank you so much to GoMEO for this recognition. We're thrilled and honoured to receive such an accolade. As you all know, hospitality is a bloody hard world, and in order to succeed, you need to be totally relentless in terms of focus and commitment in order to achieve any sort of longevity. And as you know, you must love what you do. Special thanks to our amazing team of passionate and talented people who, since the building was destroyed back in January, have shown huge commitment through adversity, which enabled us to launch the pop-up 4 weeks after the fire, and now doing great things in Stoke House City and 7 Alpha Place. And whilst watching a restaurant burn to the ground in its 25th year was never on anyone's wish list, we're very excited about the stunning new building by Robert Simeone Architects and bringing back the Stokey charm. Lastly, thanks to all our amazing loyal customers for their support, and looking forward to welcoming everybody back to the beach ASAP. Thank you.
Gentlemen, such awards are not won in one night. They need to cook every night hundreds of dishes to become a special award winner. And I would like to congratulate the two restaurants for their achievements tonight. And we hope that you enjoy our food and our drinks, especially the good champagne from Pommery. So, what's happening? I'm not finished. No,
On behalf of the management, working on behalf of GoMEO, we proudly present your dinner. our guest, put our service to the test. I am taking out your handkerchief and will provide the rest. Soup de jour, hot dogs, now only for serve. By the grace of it's delicious, you don't really ask the dishes. We can sing, we can dance, after all we are from France. And the service is just a second best. Go on and hold your menu, take a glance and then you'll be our guest, your guest, your guest. goes down. From New York to Rio and all throughout the town. But no matter how far or how